Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Coach Chat. I'm Laurie Lawson, and the fantastic co-host is the amazing...
You're embarrassing me. Hi, everybody. It's Bernie Siegel calling in from the Catskill Mountains.
Which is kind of impressive, but now we've got, our guest is calling in from Poland, so she's got you beat today, Bernie. But let me tell you a little bit about Coach Chat. Here at Coach Chat, we believe if you change your perspective, you can change your entire life. And Coach Chat is for coaches and those interested in one of the fastest growing professions in the world today. We hook you up with some of the world's leading coaches, and they share their expertise and give you tips and takeaways for expanding and improving your life and your business. And today we have a doozy, Magda Mook. Hey, Magda.
Hi, Laurie. Hi, Bernie.
Hi.
Okay. Sit back. Let me tell you a little bit about Magda for those of you who don't know. Magda brings experience in fundraising, coaching, consulting, and association management. She currently offers her vision and strategic direction as the CEO and Executive Director of the International Coach Federation, something we call ICF Global, where she acts as a partner to the ICF's Global Board of Directors. Magda also held positions with the Council of State Governments, where she was the Assistant Director of National Policy and Director of Development. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service has also utilized Magda's international business acumen, bringing her in for coordinating technical assistance programs and implementing special projects in four European countries. Magda is a trained professional coach, obviously, and a systems facilitator. So we are so thrilled to have you on today, Magda. Thank you so much for calling in from Poland.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and I'm really quite excited to be with you today on the chat, and I know that you've had many of my distinguished colleagues before, so I am just really excited about it.
And we're excited about having you. So, Bernie, you want to start it off?
Sure. Before I ask my first question, I just want people to know that Magda and I worked together a couple years back when I was on the global board, and kudos to Magda. She's helped with her team grow an amazing organization. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing professions, and I don't know, Magda, is there over 30,000 members now?
Yes, I'm very proud to say that we're at about 33,000 and counting. And also,
wow,
we're over 28,000 of credential holders around the globe.
So it's amazing progress for the organization. So hats off to you and your folks. Today we wanted to focus a bit on the social progress and how coaching is supporting social progress. And we hear that more and more, but I don't know enough about it. I'm sure our listeners would like to know more. So that's my first question, Magda. Maybe if you could just give us a little background as to what this is about.
So as we all know, there is a growing number of not-for-profit organizations and some for-profit, but typically not-for-profit organizations and charities that focus their mission on solving some of the largest societal problems. That could be famine, that could be the human trafficking, that could be environment. We are hearing about terms like climate crisis rather than climate change anymore. There is availability of education, that's a gender equity, and on and on. So probably one of the best frameworks to talk about this societal progress is around the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. There are 17 of these goals, and they offer a rather systematic approach of how, if we get our forces together, we can, in fact, leave the planet and the humanity in a better place than it is right now. So with that, we started, and Bernie, you know that from your work with ICF and especially with the New York chapter, is that many of our coaches either individually or as chapters, would engage in some of the projects that are helping move the needle in that societal issues. So last time when we did the global coaching study, which PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, is conducting for us, and in fact there is a new survey right now in the field, so if you didn't do it, please fill it out. But we asked
the
question.
Good. Good.
Lori. Lori.
I'm gonna. I promise.
Okay. But you know, we did ask the respondents to the survey. We said, do you believe that coaching can progress societal issues? And overwhelmingly, the answer was yes. Some said to the great extent, and some said to the significant extent. So with that, we started kind of saying, huh, that's probably something that we need to start paying more attention to. And our next step was to do a little bit of an inventory of social progress or societal progress or social development or not-for-profit organizations utilizing coaching. And we found out that many of them do, and if they don't, they would love to. So that was a kind of starting point for us.
So where are you going to take that information now that you have? You know there's interest, and you know there's you've always known there's a need. What are you going to do with that information now?
So there are several things that we do and also can do even more. I will start with the ICF Foundation. So ICF does have a foundation. Who knew? And the mission of the foundation is to amplify and accelerate societal progress through coaching. So several years back, about 3 years back, the foundation decided to align its activities with the UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. We, in fact, polled our chapter saying, if you wanted to see a really concerted effort towards something, what would that be? And by popular demand, Sustainable Goal 4, which is education, came to the top. So we created the Ignite Initiative. Ignite Initiative is to pair the organizations, not-for-profit organizations that are operating in environmental sector and offer their leadership pro bono coaching for 6 months to build their capacity to be better leaders and ultimately to deliver to the populations they serve. Now, let me just extend it to say that this pro bono coaching offering is for 6 months only, with the second goal of bringing awareness of coaching to many of these organizations and deliver results so amazing that these organizations will decide on creating the budget line in their budget for coaching, for professional coaching. And I am super proud to say that less than 2 years after the launch, we have 78 Ignite projects going on around the globe.
Wow.
What is also amazing about that is that we are collecting data and results of this project. So very soon we will be able to get all this information together and tell the story about how coaching is really progressing these organizations and ultimately the UN goal of access to education and a quality education. You know, I think that it's important not to forget that second goal, because that's really what the foundation is looking into, is to raise awareness of coaching so that it is a must-have line in a budget. And let's think about it. Not-for-profit organizations, some of them are small and kind of, you know, on the shoestring. But, hey, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a not-for-profit organization, and they really have quite sizable budgets. We are also working through the foundation with several agencies of the United Nations, most notably UNICEF, UNESCO, and Wood Food Program. And we are there actually engaged with paid coaching engagements because they already are very aware of the power of coaching and they really, really want to continue doing that. But you, Laurie, asked the question, you know, what are we going to do with that? Well, we want to talk about it. We want to talk about it to anybody and everybody who wants to listen. And there are two great audiences, actually three. One is the coaches, because many of them clearly are eager to do something, but they may not necessarily know how. And the other side of this equation are, of course, this organization that seriously can learn and can build their leadership capacity and overall capacity with the help of coaching. So we try to merge the demand and the supply. But also, you know, we are talking, you're probably very familiar with the fact that more and more large for-profit corporations do create corporate social responsibility programs. And these programs are, again, very prone and open to utilizing professional coaches to, well, amplify their impact.
Now, Magda, you mentioned a few times, obviously, ICF Foundation and the Ignite mm-hmm. Initiative. Well, for those who really don't know much about the foundation, maybe you could just talk a little bit about it, you know, maybe its history and who's on it and how decisions get made so we know.
Certainly. So it's a quite interesting history of the foundation. So the foundation was a brainchild of then-president of ICF, Barbara Walton. I'm pretty sure that Bernie, at least you know Barbara. And Barbara saw that importance of doing good, if you will, in societal sphere. And at the same time, I think that she has wisdom to see that is this kind of work is not the typical setup for the membership association as the ICF is. So by her idea, the foundation has been created. It is an organization separate from ICF. It is a supporting organization to ICF, which means that it supports its mission and vision, but it is its own charitable organization set up as 501c3 for those in the United States, so the charitable organization. From the very beginning, the foundation had three main goals, and one was to offer pro bono coaching to populations that might not either have access or may not realize that they have access to it. Second was to conduct research on efficacy of coaching in social sector. And finally, the third was eventually to be able to offer scholarships to individuals from the minority populations, if you will, so they could become coaches themselves. That particular part came from a research done by a different organization that showed that people in certain populations would not be open to coaching by somebody who's not from the same group. So and there were some very, very successful couple of projects that invited individuals from, either different gender or from LGBT community or black community, Native Americans community to become coaches. There is a great success story in New Zealand where the Maori population individuals were invited to coach training. So that's one other aspect of what the foundation has an ambition to do. So the foundation is governed by its own board of directors, and we have, I want to say, seven directors right now from around the globe. And this is how they make the decisions according to its strategic plan. You can learn a lot about the foundation and also about the Ignite initiative on the website, and it's www.foundationoficf.org. And also what the foundation does is recognizing the great work of many of our members and chapters by awarding annually the Gift of Coaching Award. It is to recognize some initiatives spearheaded by our chapters or members that really make a difference in the community. So that's the foundation.
Thank you. How are they funded, by the way?
So the foundation, that's another great story. Thank you for asking the question. The very seed money for the foundation was offered by yet another former ICF president, Steve Mitten. Steve, at that point, has written a book about marketing coaching business. That was an e-book, and he offered the entire proceeds from the sales of the book to start the foundation. So the first $25K came from that initiative. Since the foundation is able to fundraise for its needs, as I mentioned, we work with UNICEF and UNESCO and a couple of other UN agencies, and that money, the coaches are agreeing to be paid a slightly lesser fee that we receive, and the rest of it stays with the foundation to support its activities. And also, when we had this grandiose plan for Ignite, the ICF at that point made a gift to the foundation to help it really get started. It was about 3 years ago. Let it get started and become self-sustained in a short period of time. So we are actually, this is one of the biggest projects other than Ignite to fully expand our fundraising capacity. And again, big kudos to ICF members. We made a, of course, voluntary donation a part of the renewal of ICF membership. And we have pretty nice percentage of our members who donate whatever they can, you know, from $1 to $500 to support the foundation. So it's really a community foundation.
Wow, great. Thank you.
And it's fascinating the amount of collaboration that ICF has undertaken. People are going to want to know, how do we get involved, or how do coaches get involved? I mean, naturally, becoming a member of ICF is certainly the first step. But how can coaches get involved in this? You said 78 countries. Give us an idea of which countries you're in.
The first project, the very first Ignite project, was in Oman, of all countries.
Wow.
There are several. Yeah. There are three right now, I want to say, going on in India. There is one just started in Romania, one just started in Hungary. There are, of course, quite a number in the United States and Canada. There are great ones going on in Argentina and Brazil. So we're everywhere. We're everywhere. and what we hoped for, and I think that that's what happened, was that this being a part of this initiative creates a very, very important engagement for our members. So they can feel that, you know, of course, they're professionals. They're doing what they are doing, being professional coaches, working with their clients. And they can really do something special, give back to the society.
Now, one question I'm interested in is coaching offered only as pro bono in support of the these projects?
So that's a really good question, and I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer a different question. How's about that? So in the pro bono in the foundation right now, the Ignite projects are offered pro bono, but as I said, they are limited to 6 months, because that's the ultimate goal, to create a marketplace for our members and coaches. And there are two other caveats. One is that typically when we think pro bono, in at least in the United States, it equals for free. And that's not necessarily the definition of the term pro bono. Pro bono means for greater good. And there is also some research, again, not by us, by some philanthropic associations, showing that when something is offered completely for free, the buy-in may be a little bit lesser than when the participant has to have a little bit of the of their own money or other commitments. So for example, as I mentioned with some of the UN agencies, it is a paid relationship. But what I also would like to stress is that social sector, or not-for-profit sector, is a growing one and growing fast in many parts of the world. So it is, with our initiatives, what we hope is that we are opening the market for our members. We're growing that awareness. Sometimes, you know, people think that it's completely unavailable to them because you have to pay some extraordinary amounts of money. Well, again, there is something that many coaches, if you look at even our coach credential coach finder, that do offer different rates for not-for-profits. So so I think that, you know, I definitely am an evangelist for saying that working in social sector does not mean working for free and also and only working for you know, that really important feeling of giving back.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, because I know for myself over the years I found out that people don't really appreciate free. And oftentimes, if I do something charitable, I'll ask them, not maybe for me, but to make a donation to some charitable organization, like I do Ronald McDonald House. And I find that people are really excited to do that. They're happy to do that. So I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know that was a definition of pro bono, so I actually wrote it down.
Wow. It's really is important, because and we got that challenge by one of our board members. He's not on the board anymore. He was term limited. It's a gentleman from the United Kingdom. He goes like, whoa. Don't let's not just glaze over that definition. It's really important what we mean.
I love that idea, and I, too, did not really ever think about what the definition of pro bono was. To me, it means free, but now I got it. So that's good. You kind of like planting seeds. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. So this is so exciting. Tell me what else. I know you got a conference coming up. Tell me what else ICF is doing, because I know every time I talk to you, it's like I get tired, because you guys are just running around doing so much stuff all over the world. So what else you got going on?
Oh, my God. So this is this teeny tiny little thing going on in Prague, starting on October 23rd through 26th. We call this event Converge, and this is an event that we create every 2 years. The last one was in 2017 in Washington, D.C. So last I heard, we're expecting about 1,000 individuals from, again, last count, 70 countries or 72 countries.
Wow.
So this is of course organized predominantly as the educational event, but as we well know, when coaches come together, there is a great networking going on, and great building of that network and that community of professional coaches. So we have some great keynote speakers. We are again offering education in four elements. One is to build your business, one is to build your coaching skills, one is to look into the future of coaching, and of course something always very close to us is what's going on in the science and research around coaching. So again, if you go to ICF website, coachfederation.org, click on the events, and then you can find some more information about the Converge. And if your adventure is enough, just hop on that plane, and we welcome you to Prague come next week. What else we're doing? Huh? We're never not busy. So I already mentioned the PwC study. We try to repeat this global coaching study every 3 to 4 years. The last one was done in 2016, and we have the survey out right now. Again, last count, we had about 15,000 individual responses, and they hailed from 150 countries. It's it's to contrast it with 117 countries reporting in 2016. This survey is meant for professional coaches, internal, external, both, but also for managers and leaders using coaching skills and or HR professionals and talent development professionals using coaching skills. And this study really gives us a great glimpse into where we are as a profession. We ask, you know, of course, about the demographics of the coaches. We ask about their practice, how many clients they have. We ask them about their opinions of the marketplace. Is it better? Is it worse? What do they see? How do they see the evolution of the board of the profession? We ask them some questions of like, you know, what do you consider the greatest obstacle to coaching profession? What do you consider the greatest opportunity? And always super popular, we ask them about their financials. Of course, the data presented then are being aggregated and not individualistic, but this is a very interesting material, I think, for every coach to see how you measure to other regions, to other countries, to maybe different niches or specialties in coaching. So we do collect the information, of course, on a regional basis, but also if any given geography, that may be a state, a province, or a country, reach at least 100 valid responses, that geography will receive the data set specific to that geography. So this is goldmine for people to be able to see how they measure up in their own markets. That survey will be in the field till mid-December, and it can be found at www.coachingstudy2019.org.
Maggie, you mentioned science, and you know, I think that's becoming obviously more prevalent than it was 25 years ago when there probably wasn't that much science. What could you tell us, we have a couple minutes left, what is going on in, that's maybe hot in terms of coaching and science?
Yeah. So there are a couple of very interesting pieces that are coming up, and one is the focus on team coaching and really developing the competencies for team coaching. Team coaching has been going on for a while, but nobody exactly knows how it should be organized. This is one. The other one is the competency set for the managers and leaders using coaching skills. Again, a lot of people go to full-blown coach training, while others are not exactly sure where to focus on. So we are close to having those competencies released. We, not very long time ago, also produced a white paper of how to or when to refer a client to a mental health professional. We know that this is in our code of ethics, but we did not give our coaches great tools to be sure when and how to do it. And finally, we did the review of the ethics code. That's going to be released fairly shortly as well. So there is a very interesting focus on self-reflection and self-care. So I think that this is quite a bit. And another one is that we also are getting publicized in a couple, 3 weeks, is the results of a job analysis, which is really testing our core coaching competencies and how they measure up and hold up in today's day and age.
Great. Great.
See what I mean? You get tired just listening to her. It's amazing.
We do have a hashtag at ICF, and it is hashtag never a dull moment.
and I think you've proven that today. All right, so you've mentioned the website a couple of times. I'm going to give it to them again, and it's www.coachfederation.org. And I'm sure that if you go on there, you're going to find something that's going to interest you, just like all the stuff that Magda has told us about. So go check that out. Magda, I want to thank you so much for being our guest on Coach Chat. And for those who are going to Prague, look up Magda, and I'm sure there's exciting things going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Prague or somewhere else.
Thank you for being here.
She's everywhere.
Guest.
You'll find her. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Thank you so much, Bernie, for being a great co-host. Magda, come
Thank
on
you.
Anytime. We love to talk about what's going on. Take care, everybody.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next month.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.